Listener Production.
Hi and welcome to Darling Downs Local News. It's Angeline Lowther with you. Just taking a quick look at the weather first. Partly cloudy and a top of 29 for Toowoomba today. A possible shower or storm, the same for the South Burnett. The Maranoa, mostly sunny and 33. Here's a look at what we're covering today, Tuesday, November 29. Police close a nationwide cannabis syndicate, a local wind farm is set to double in size, and an expert warns about fast food outlets near schools. Acciona Energy has announced it's doubling the capacity of Australia's largest wind farm west of Warwick. It means the Herries Range wind farm at the McIntyre Wind Precinct will double from 1,000 megawatts to 2,000. Southern Downs Mayor Vic Panisi says it's not just a win on the jobs front.
But for the renewable energy, getting some continuity of electricity supply. I mean, a lot of people don't realise that there's a lot of towns in regional Australia that still suffer from brownouts.
A Queensland academic is calling to ban fast food restaurants from being built within walking distance of schools. It comes as a similar proposal is being put forward in WA, which would reduce the operating hours of unhealthy eateries near schools. University of Southern Queensland Dr. Aletha Ward says governments also need to subsidise fresh fruit and vegetables.
You know, we know that one in four children in Toowoomba is overweight or obese, and that goes to two-thirds of adults.
After 56 arrests and more than $540 million in seizures, police have closed an operation targeting a nationwide cannabis syndicate. Over the last 18 months, Operation Tango Handball has discovered and shut down 12 commercial seized cannabis facilities, including sophisticated setups in Isis Central near Childers and in Boonduma in the South Burnett. A 57-year-old woman who was alleged to be the head of the syndicate has also been arrested in Victoria and is facing extradition to Queensland on a long list of charges. Police are also appealing for anyone with information on the recruitment or exploitation of people working for the syndicate to come forward and have made Vietnamese-speaking officers available to help with communication. A youth mentoring program is expanding across the Darling Downs. It's called RAISE and is the creation of Vicky Condon, who says it's vital to helping our kids with anxiety and depression.
Young people in Australia are really struggling right now, I think particularly after the pandemic over the last couple of years, but adolescence is a really tough time anyway. So we know that if you can bring in a trusted adult as a mentor to talk to, it can just make all the difference.
Locally, the program is being run at Centenary Heights State High School and Pittsworth State High. Now to what's happening in sport and in basketball. Harry Spencer, OAM, Jennifer Screen and John Dorge of Toowoomba Basketball have all recently been inducted into the Basketball Queensland Hall of Fame. And Carson Macedo will return to the Garden City next year. He hails from California and just had one of his best ever seasons in America, winning 11 feature races during the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series, which ultimately saw him finish third overall. Carson will join arguably the greatest lineup of sprint cars High-Tech Oils Toowoomba has ever seen on January 20 and 21 for the Red Hot Summer Shootout.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.